Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Hi, this is Pastor Gary and Marilyn. We're in the United States of America in Virginia Beach with friends here. And we want to wish all of you, every single one of you, wherever you are today, an absolutely wonderful Easter season. Yeah, it's going to be tough this year because it's tough times that we're living through. But you know something? God is still on the throne. He's in charge. He knows what's happening, and he cares intimately about each and every one of us through whatever we're going through in this very tough season of life. We want to just encourage you, be strong, be bold, be courageous, love one another, care for one another, and reach out to your friends and your families and your neighbors and just let them know that Jesus is going to get us through this time. We love you. We want you to have a wonderful time together over this Easter season. God bless you very much.
And we want to say happy 36th anniversary, Watoto Church. We so wish we could be with you to celebrate today. We know you're going to have a wonderful time celebrating Jesus, celebrating what God has done the last 36 years in Watoto Church. You know, one thing I can tell you, he has been faithful. He has never failed Gary and I, not once in the 36 years that Watoto Church has been in existence. I was just reading in Psalm 91 this week, and it said, "Do not be afraid, fear not. Do not fear the disease that prowls through the darkness. Even though others may succumb all around you, no harm will even graze you. You will still stand." And I believe that that's God's word for us at Watoto Church. Even though it's dark days, even though countries all around the world, they're succumbing to this pandemic, I believe that Jesus in his supernatural power has showed his faithfulness, and he has kept Uganda relatively safe. We're so grateful for the government people that have instituted these regulations, how they've put them into practice so that we don't spread this virus. But I honestly believe our best days are ahead with Toto Church. Just last night, Gary and I were talking about Jeremiah 17, and it says, "Cursed is the man that puts his trust in the arm of flesh, who thinks that he can make it on his own, because he will literally be like a withered wasteland. But blessed is the person who puts their hope and their trust in God, because they will be like a well-watered garden. Their leaves will always be green. Even in a year of drought, they will not fail to bear fruit." I believe that in this time of drought that we're facing economically, this time of drought that we're facing relationally, this time of drought that we're facing health-wise, our leaves are going to be green and we are going to bear fruit for the glory of God. But I want to encourage you, just as we had our theme last year, faith over fear. Choose faith, my friends, over fear. And may God find you full of faith, but may he also find you faithful. Now is not the time to pull back in seeking first the kingdom of God. Now is the time to dive in all the stronger. Dive in all the stronger in your relationships. Put him first in your job. Put him first in your finances. Yes, because his word says, even in years of drought, our leaves will be green and we will bear fruit. So I want to leave you with this. My ears are filled with the promises of God. What are your ears filled with?
And we want to remind you, this is a weekend when we remember what Jesus did on the cross for us. He died in our place so that we could be forgiven, so that we could receive grace and mercy in times of need. And the most wonderful thing about this weekend is death did not hold him. The grave could not keep him back. He rose from the dead. He's alive, and he's able today to do whatever we need in our lives. So trust him, love him. He's looking after us. God bless you, Watoto Church. We love you. Have a wonderful Easter.
Happy Easter.
Well, what a great word of encouragement from our founders, Gary and Marilyn. Let's get into God's word. Let's pray. Now, Father, I ask you to speak to us words of encouragement, especially in this season that is filled with so much uncertainty. We continue to believe you to heal our land of this corona pandemic. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we're going to carry on with our series. Savior King. And today we want to talk about Jesus, our resurrected King. When Jesus began his public ministry, he went to the synagogues and he taught, and his message was a message of hope. And people began to follow him because the Jewish people at that point were oppressed and they were going through a dark period in their lives. And so Jesus' message was a message of hope. He chose 12 men who would help him in his work, went around doing good, performing all kinds of miracles, and even more crowds began to follow Jesus until that week when he was publicly shamed and he was crucified, died on the cross. Many thought that was it. It was over. His disciples began to question their beliefs at that point, whether his claims of being the Son of God were really true when Jesus died on that Friday. So it was a quiet Friday, I can imagine. Saturday must have even been quieter. But then came Sunday. Sunday early morning, Jesus burst out of that grave. He rose from the dead, and he is now our resurrected King. That's why we celebrate Easter. Hallelujah. Happy Easter, by the way, again. So I want to read to you the account of Easter from Matthew 28, verses 1 to 15. Amazing portion of scripture. And this is what happened on that day, Sunday morning, when Jesus rose from the dead. It says, after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. Wow! His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women who had come, Mary and the other Mary, he said, do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come, the angel said, and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy. They ran to tell his disciples, and suddenly Jesus, now it was the angel first who met them, but now Jesus himself, the resurrected King, he meets them and he says to them, greetings, he said. They came to him, they clasped his feet, and they began to worship him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders, they devised a plan. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money. Corruption happening right there. And they told the soldiers, you are to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, they said, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day, a claim that Jesus' body was stolen, which is absolutely not true at all. He is risen from the dead. You know, the resurrection is the single event in the Bible that by far separates Jesus from any other gods. It separates him. Think about it. Is there any other God who came, lived as a human being, died and rose from the dead? None. That's what makes Jesus unique, and that's why we celebrate this Easter. That fact alone, that Jesus rose from the dead, my friends, it fuels my faith. It ignites hope in my heart that there is more to life than what we see today in our lives. So I want to share with you 5 assurances that Easter gives to us. 5 amazing assurances for you who is watching today, you who is a believer. And if you do not know Jesus, these assurances can be yours if you invite Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. And I'll give you that opportunity at the end of this message. Well, let's get into the assurances. Number one, this is what Easter assures us. Death has been defeated. Hallelujah. Wow. One of the greatest fears on planet Earth is the fear of death. There are many other fears. People are afraid to fail. People are afraid of disappointment, fear of rejection. But none comes close to the fear of death. In fact, many people think the way to live is to try and avoid death. And they will make statements like, cowards live longer. And yes, it may appear a great strategy, but if you live afraid of death all the time, you will never live to your full potential. You will never live to your full potential. You will always be paralyzed by this fear of death. The freest people on planet Earth are those who have embraced Jesus, the resurrected King, and are no longer afraid of physical death. Because we know that our final breath here on earth is our first breath in eternity. So it's just a continuation. And that's why Easter is so important. Jesus proved to us that death could not hold him down. And it's the same faith we have. Death cannot hold us down. It is only an event that launches us into eternity. We don't need to be afraid of death. Here's what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So Easter assures us that death has been defeated. I like what the Apostle Paul says. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That is one man who embraced the resurrected King, and he lived to his full potential. You can live to your full potential as well by knowing death has been defeated. But secondly, the second assurance that Easter gives to us is that we have victory over Satan. At the cross, Jesus defeated Satan, and when he rose from the dead, he had all authority in heaven and on earth to destroy any works of Satan. You see, if I think about the things Satan brings to us, bondage, bad habits, alcoholism, drugs, sexual immorality, curses, sickness, name it, demonic oppression, none of that can overwhelm us and can conquer you, my friend. Because of the resurrected King, we are so sure we have the authority over Satan. In fact, when Jesus rose from the dead, he told his disciples, go and preach, and here are the signs that are going to follow you in Mark chapter 16. These signs will follow you if you believe in me, the resurrected King. You will lay hands on the sick, they will be healed. You'll drive out all kinds of demons. And that's what he was saying. We have power over Satan. The book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 15 puts it this way, that Jesus made a public spectacle of the powers and the principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon and all their spiritual authority and power to accuse us. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoners in a procession of triumph. He was not their prisoner, they were his. Because of the cross, because of the resurrection, we can be assured, my friends, we have victory over Satan. So don't be afraid about people who do witchcraft and people who are trying to do all kinds of things and say they are cursing you. Listen, if you have the resurrected King in your life, you are guaranteed to have victory over Satan and any of his schemes. So the resurrection, Easter, gives us assurance that we have victory over Satan. But thirdly, the resurrection assures us that our faith is absolutely valid. It's not a fake faith. In fact, the young people say legit. So Easter says our faith is so legit. It is real. You see, Jesus said that I'm going to die and on the third day I'll come back to life. And he did. No other God would say that. The resurrection is the one event that consolidates and seals our faith and says, yes, the Jesus we are following is absolutely real. 1 Corinthians 5:14 says, and if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. Because of his resurrection, our faith is so valid. And you know, when you know your faith is real, it turns you from being a fearful follower of Christ to becoming such a bold witness for him. I think of the disciples that were very afraid when Jesus died. When he came back to life, boy, those guys had supernatural boldness, faith, because now it was valid. They preached the gospel. Acts chapter 2 says Peter began to preach to crowds. This was Peter who denied Jesus. Now he would preach with boldness because he knew his faith was valid. In Acts chapter 3, Peter had the boldness and the faith to look at a man who had been crippled for a long time, and he said to him, in the name of this resurrected King Jesus, rise up and walk. It was a great, spectacular miracle. And here's what Peter says in Acts chapter 3, when people were amazed. Peter, he saw this, and then he said to them, Acts chapter 3 from verses 12, he said, fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant, Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, reminding them about the crucifixion. But God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this, he says, and by faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can all see. His resurrection validates our faith. Now, the fourth assurance that this Easter, that the resurrection brings to us is this. God's plans are unstoppable. Wow, think about that. God's plans are unstoppable. You see, in the story, the Easter story, when Jesus was buried, this is what the chief priests and the rulers of the day decided. They decided to put a big stone right at the tomb. But not only that, they decided to ask for the Roman guard to come and stand and guard that tomb so that no person, no human being could be able to come and steal Jesus' body from there. And more than that, they even asked for a seal to be put on that grave so that anybody caught trying to tamper with that grave would die automatically. That was the attempt of human beings to stop the resurrection. But I want to tell you, nothing can stop God's plan. Jesus came out of the grave. He rose from the dead. And because he's risen from it, I want to assure you, no scheme of man can stop the plans of God from happening. And it's the same for you, my friend. No schemes of man or the devil can stop God's plans from happening in your life. God's plan had always been that Jesus would be crucified, and he would die. But on the third day, he would come out of that grave, and that plan came to pass. I want to assure us, even as a nation, my friends, God's plans haven't changed for Uganda. His plans are good. His plans are for a future filled with hope. God's opinion about Uganda hasn't changed because of the coronavirus. God still wants to heal our land, and nothing will stop that plan. The same is true for you as an individual. God's plans for your life, if you trust him, they will come to pass. Nothing can stop them. That's what the Easter story reassures us. Nothing can stop the plans of God from happening. Wow! I love that truth. But finally, another assurance that we get from the Easter story is this. God's power is undeniable. Think about that for a moment. God's power is undeniable. the display of God's power at the resurrection was absolutely undeniable. The scripture we just read says there was an earthquake. God moved the earth. And then an angel came, rolled the stone away, and the soldiers who were there couldn't even stand in the presence of the power of God. They fell like dead men. That's what the Bible says. And his power brought life back to Jesus' lifeless body. Because, man, his power is undeniable. He publicly displayed his power so that everybody who had seen Jesus crucified, died, and buried would see Jesus walking on the streets alive and well as a demonstration of God's unstoppable power. And I want to encourage you, my friends, that that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available for you and me. What a great, great truth and encouragement. Here's what Ephesians 1, 19 to 20 says. I pray, this was Paul, I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Oh, that's the prayer I pray for you, my friend. It's the prayer I pray for our country as we struggle with the coronavirus pandemic. It's the prayer I pray for this world we live in, that we will experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power that is made available through faith. Then, listen to this, your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. My prayer is that your life will be an advertisement, a display of God's power, his resurrection power. And this is the mighty power, Paul describes it, that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. So, my friends, Easter is such a great event. His resurrection is such a great reassurance. And today I just gave you five. Number one, this Easter, I want you to be reassured that death has been defeated. But secondly, we have victory over Satan. Thirdly, our faith is legit. It is valid. Fourthly, get this assurance. God's plans are unstoppable. But finally, God's power is undeniable. These can be yours, my friend, today. Especially you who has never made the decision to make Jesus your Lord and Savior. These assurances will just be in the message I've preached or in the pages of the Bible. For them to be real in your life, you need to embrace Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, this resurrected King, our Savior King. So I want to lead you in a prayer, if that's you. And today, you can have absolute assurance, like any of us who has embraced him, that these promises are ours. So let me lead you in a prayer. Say, dear Jesus, I thank you that you love me. And on this special Easter Sunday, I invite you to be the Lord of my life. Forgive me of my sin. Make me a child of God. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portotochurch.com.